From the Danker Studio on Library Square, this is The Rundown, an exploration of local news, current events, and issues that matter to you. Today on the program, we hear from Christopher Conaby from the Governor's Office of Economic Development and Jason Cross from Utah's iSchool program to hear about how technology is changing Utah's classrooms.
Now there's this world of information out there, and there's things that maybe the teacher didn't even think about that are being explored and discussed and new opportunities. Once you get to that level with a teacher, then they really see the power of it, and then they become inspired, and they start to come into the classroom with a different energy.
That conversation and your summary of today's top local headlines, just ahead on The Rundown here on KCPW. And thanks for tuning into The Rundown. I'm Roger McDonough. A little bit later in the program, we'll feature a conversation about Utah's iSchool program and about the changing role of technology in the classroom. But first up, we have these headlines. When the federal government shut down at midnight on Monday night, many government functions were stopped in their tracks. As many as 40,000 Utahns could be furloughed as a result of the government shutdown, and programs such as Medicare could start to feel the pinch as reserve funds are exhausted. However, one service in Utah is already putting on the brakes. The Women, Infants, and Children Program, or WIC, provides supplemental food assistance to tens of thousands of Utahns. But almost all of its clinics have been forced to shut its doors, leaving some Utahns with limited resources and few other options. For more, here's KCPW's Ryan Cunningham.
We are willing to talk to the president. We are willing to acknowledge that we're not going to get 100% of what we want, but the president has to acknowledge that negotiation and compromise means him coming off of saying, I get whatever I want, it's my way or the highway.
But you do not use the threat of shutting down government to try to advance your policy agenda. That's just not the way it works. And that's what is called irresponsible.
Respectively, that's Republican Senator Rand Paul and Democratic Representative Nancy Pelosi sparring over the first federal government shutdown in 17 years. Rhetoric like this has become common in the past several days as Republicans and Democrats battle over how to fund the government. But while our elected leaders in Washington try to bring an end to the shutdown, tens of thousands of residents in Utah are already feeling the effects of an unfunded government program. WIC is a federally funded nutritional assistance program that has had to shut down most operations in Utah. Tom Hudako of the Utah Department of Health says roughly 66,000 Utahns depend on WIC for its services.
It's a program that provides low-income women and children and infants as well with access to supplemental food. The program really has two fronts to it. There's a clinical front to it, and then there's a food voucher front to it.
Because of the government shutdown, Hudako says, WIC's operations are severely limited.
And so what we've had to do in light of the government shutdown is we've had to close all of the WIC clinics throughout the state, which means that we are not issuing any new vouchers for food. We're not able to bring any new participants onto the program.
With no open clinics, that means services such as nutritional education, referrals for health care or social services, or distribution of additional food vouchers are unavailable.
But the good news is that if you've already got a food voucher in your hand for use during the month of October, that those vouchers will be honored. So we really want WIC recipients to know that the food vouchers that they've got in hand are still good. They can still use them. They should visit the retailers that they normally visit and use them to get the food that they need.
So while food vouchers will still be accepted anywhere in Utah, Salt Lake County decided to pitch in additional emergency funds to keep their WIC clinics open. The county council voted to appropriate $137,000 for this week. Still, Salt Lake County Health Department Director Gary Edwards says the WIC clinics cannot issue new food vouchers, and they are limited in the ways that they can help.
Our offices are open to provide primarily nutrition counseling and referral to other community resources. However, we do have a small amount of money to prepare some emergency food packages for priority groups of pregnant women, children who are anemic, and infants who are fed formula.
For Utahns who depend on WIC, Hudako says the shutdown hasn't reached a point of frustration yet, but they are concerned.
You know, the main feedback that we've been getting is confusion. People aren't sure whether or not they can use the vouchers that they've got. They hear that the WIC program is shut down, and they assume that that means that the vouchers they've got in hand are not good. So really what we want to do is clarify for people that if you've got a voucher, please go out to the retailers that you normally go out to and use those vouchers to buy food like you normally would.
Hudako says the state has funding from the federal government to honor food vouchers for the month of October. Should the shutdown last longer than that, he says, the state will have to find other ways to honor available food vouchers. No federal government shutdown has ever lasted longer than 3 weeks. Ryan Cunningham, KCPW News.
During a visit to Salt Lake to speak with students from the University of Utah's Eccles School of Business, former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney said on Wednesday that his tactic would not be to shut down the government as part of the Republican opposition to the Affordable Care Act, commonly called Obamacare. The Salt Lake Tribune reports that Romney was at the school to speak about his approach to leadership as well as other topics. During a speech before the students of the business school, Romney also said that he wouldn't run for president again. The Tribune reports that the former Massachusetts governor said that Republicans almost universally agree that Obamacare is problematic for the economy and the American family, but that his approach wouldn't be a shutdown. During his brief exchange with reporters, the Tribune quotes Romney as saying, "My tactic does not include shutting down the government, but other people have other tactical views, and we'll see which work." And those are our top headlines for today. I'm Roger McDonough, and you're listening to The Rundown here on KCPW. Stay with us.